This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Dozens of villages were evacuated in tourist hotspots in southern Turkey on Sunday as wildfires that have claimed 8 lives raged for a fifth day, while blazes also hit Greece, Italy, and Spain. Fanned by soaring temperatures and strong winds, with experts saying that climate change increases both the frequency and intensity of such blazes, this year's fire season has been significantly more destructive than the previous average, according to EU data. Turkey is suffering its worst fires in at least a decade. After hitting record levels last month, temperatures are set to remain high. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been criticized after it emerged that Turkey has no firefighting planes, even though one-third of its territory is forested and fires are becoming increasingly frequent. According to EU figures, Turkey has been hit by 133 wildfires in 2021 so far, compared with an average of 43 by this point in the years between 2008 and 2020. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said Sunday Israel has evidence proving Iran was behind the deadly tanker attack off Oman last week, warning his country could send a message in retaliation. His office says he told a weekly cabinet meeting, quote, "The intelligence evidence for this exists, and that we expect the international community will make it clear to the Iranian regime that they have made a serious mistake." Earlier Sunday, Iran denied its involvement in the attack, with a foreign ministry spokesman saying Israel, quote, "must stop such baseless accusations," and noting it's not the first time accusations have been directed at Iran. The ship, managed by a prominent Israeli billionaire, was struck Thursday off the coast of Oman, killing 2 crew members. This is VOA News.